My name is Mark Ortiz. I'm double majoring in religious studies in New College, and in terms of positions, we don't really necessarily do positions, but in terms of like formal source positions, I'm the president.
Cool.
Yeah. My name is AJ James. I'm a junior here at the university. I'm a double major in microbiology and Spanish, and I guess I'm kind of responsible for outreach, and then also, well, Mark at the national level is one of the WRC, which is the Worker Rights Consortium board representatives, and then I'm also a regional organizer at the national level. So.
Okay, so what brought this event along? Just explain in your own words what is happening here today, either one of you.
So our first campaign we were just starting out as a student group was to get clothes in our bookstore from the Alta Gracia factory in the Dominican Republic. It's the only factory in the college garment industry that pays its workers a living wage. So living wage, it calculates like the cost of just living in that country, whatever that might mean, just having like providing for the basic necessities. So it's really kind of like a really inspiring model for what the garment industry could look like. And it's just a matter of like leveraging that student power to push universities to really sign on to this model and support it.
What do you think students here at Alabama can learn from this? What do you think the benefit of bringing it to a college campus is?
Yeah, so as I was just telling someone else is that, you know, as of this year, Alabama actually has the second largest licensing program behind the University of Texas at Austin. So that means as with a college with such a large licensing program that you have a lot of people buying Alabama apparel. And if that apparel is not being made ethically, then that's sending the wrong message to those people as a university. Because anytime we as a university have that much power in our hands, if the companies that own these factories aren't being held accountable for the lives of their workers, then it's our job as a university to step in. And so really students can learn about how to hold these large companies accountable for the workers. They can learn about how to actually become engaged with the world, which is something that you want to, that's what college is for, is removing yourself from the bubble that you create for yourself in college and stepping outside of that and actually becoming engaged with different issues that sometimes directly and indirectly have to do with you as a student at the university. And so that's the hope for the takeaway for students, is that there'll be more engagement, more dialogue, but also more action, tangible actions that will push this university to take a more ethical stance.
Just to summarize it, I guess, and just really concisely, that students have power over this industry. Like, students have a ton of influence over what the garment industry looks like, just by merit of attending this institution and, you know, paying to attend this institution. They have an enormous amount of access to huge contracts with huge brands that really shape what the garment industry looks like. So just giving them a sense of that power and how they can leverage it to make, like, real tangible change.
So you had mentioned before that, you know, especially here at the University of Alabama, we're huge with apparel, huge. Where are we getting our apparel from now?
So it's no surprise that as soon as you walk into the soup store, you're overwhelmed with Nike. And I think our latest information tells us that we have like roughly $30 million licensing contract with Nike. And so that's where the bulk of it's coming from. If you look at the Crimson Tide's you know, football uniforms, it's Nike. So that's by and far where the bulk of our apparel is coming from.
And where does Nike produce their? How do they go about? No, please tell me.
Yeah, that's a great question. Something that we're actually trying to figure out ourselves. I mean, Nike, like any brand in sort of the subcontracting era, is spread out all over the place, like from Bangladesh to Cambodia to Vietnam to a lot of places, Central and South America. The thing is, we don't really know where exactly our clothes are coming from at the university here. That's part of the problem, and which really ties into our current campaign to affiliate with the Worker Rights Consortium, which would, because it practices something called full factory disclosure, it would, upon affiliation, if our university were to sign a contract to affiliate, then we would know, like, where the factories that are producing our clothes are, like, how they're operating, all these things.